The objective of art is exactly like that of cosmology. Its aim is to conjecture about the contents and form of the universe. How that's been accomplished in Spanish literature in the 17th century's Baroque period and the 20th century's Neo-Baroque period, and how it has included methods characterized as distortion, is the subject of a book newly translated from its original Spanish into English and published by Palgrave Macmillan. The book is Latin American Neo-Baroque, Senses of Distortion, and the author is Pablo Baller, Associate Professor of Latin American Literature at Cal State LA. It is a delight to have you here and to be in this situation to talk about your new book.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, this is a dream for me.
Well, I appreciate your taking some time out from your campaign to spray paint your name in my neighborhood 1,000 times to promote your book.
Yeah, no, you have no idea. This is like my career aims at sitting here with you and having an interview. Some people wait for their fresh air interview. I wait for my Paul Nelson interview.
Well, that's because of your taste, I think. The project must go back many years, but do you remember the original impulse that you first had to start writing this?
I would say the original impulse was when I realized that what Baroque meant. I was always interested in paradigm shifts. I was, since very early when I started writing, I was flabbergasted by the disruption of the avant-garde. So when I was doing my PhD and I started reading and learning about the Baroque period, I realized that this is the fundamental epistemological shift that happened in the 17th century that would allow me to speak about things that interest me as a writer personally, things like instability, the construction of identity, why suddenly these devices of distortion in works like Góngora's Las Soledades, for example. So it was a great pretext for me to start working on issues that were dear to me as a writer, not as an academic, but as a writer.
Mm-hmm. You say that the translation is better and more authentic than the original book in Spanish. How can that be? They were cleaning up after you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, because Michael Migaja, he's a professor. Now he's an emeritus professor from Pomona College. And he did an amazing job. He's a Cervantist. Most of his life, he worked on Siglo de Oro, on Golden Age literature. So he really understood where I was coming from. And he's just a great translator. His work as a translator is to translate the spirit of the work. And he did an amazing job.
But better, more authentic, you say.
It's very easy to make my work better. Anything would make it better.
That's good. I'm not buying that, but I'll let that one slide. I first came across the Neo-Baroque in connection with Jose Coser and learned about the Merusario anthology, learned about the Jose Lezama Lima, Only the Difficult is Stimulating is one of his well-known quotes. Uruguayan Roberto Echevarren said the Neo-Baroque is a use of language in which, and I quote, the long Baroque poetical sentences full of parentheses, subordinate clauses, rambling digressions, attempts to grasp disparate levels of meaning, different fields of knowledge, a multipolar reality, as if poetry was the place for the synthetic articulation of them all in the most plausible manner of true thought. Now, if you give a typical neo-Baroque work to a person who's used to reading conventional poetry, they're going to want to clean up the foam from the side of the mouth of the writer who wrote that.
Yeah.
But he's saying the most plausible manner of true thought. Is this a good starting point for understanding neo-Baroque, what he said?
I would contend the opposite. Just the bringing truth to the problems of Baroque expression, I think, is a wrong start. Because the problem itself is truth. So speaking of Baroque expression as bringing it closer to some type of organizing center, I think that's problematic. Because the very problem of Baroque is that we cannot find that center. So when we say neo-Baroque, a lot of different critics co-opted that idea of neo-Baroque to bring it to what they think Baroque means or neo-Baroque means. For me, I can tell you right, just by listening to this particular quote, it means something different. The reason I'm interested in Baroque, in 17th century Baroque distortion to begin with, is particularly because is an expression of a worldview that is crumbling, that has no center, that is trying to grasp instability. So most of the works that I consider neo-Baroque in Latin America have to do with that, not with finding some type of truth.